Sean Green Farmer. She's the public information officer for the Unemployment Insurance Agency. Sean, how are you?
Doing well, Tony. How are you?
All right, I'm early today. I'm sorry. Better early than late. Please forgive me.
That's okay. That's not a problem.
Hey,
I got a chance to catch my breath.
Well, we have you have a big weekend in store, and it's going to help a lot of people. Tell us about it.
What we're doing, the state's unemployment insurance agency is actually going to be open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what we're doing is we're doing this to service customers who've been unable to interact with us during our normal business hours due to shortened work weeks, different seasonal layoff issues, and also, a number of inquiries about things happening at the federal level. So we wanted to give folks an opportunity to be able to come in and interact with the agency during a more convenient time for them. So what we've done, we're going to have our Lansing PRO open tomorrow. That's located at 5015 South Cedar at Jolly Road, and that's in the Jolly Cedar Plaza. Folks can come in from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. to speak with agents there. Additionally, they can call our customer service line at 1-866-500-0017, and then they can also go online and submit inquiries to our virtual problem resolution team, and those folks will be responding directly via email to them. So what we really want to do is make sure that we're able to provide as much information as we can and resources. And we are also expecting our Michigan Works Agency's partners to be there with us so that there will be some information available there about jobs and possible training opportunities as well.
So the unemployed can come in, and what kind of help can they get?
Well, if they have questions about their claim, we can answer those for them. Some folks right now are in the midst of filing taxes. And what happens is with the unemployed, there is a form that's called a 1099-G form. That's the form that folks have to pick up and take to the IRS and use to file with taxes so they can work with us in obtaining copies of those. Additionally, get information on a number of other things that that they may need. Very simple things. It could just be filing a claim for the first time. It could be getting questions asked specifically about what's happening with the claim. And then also, we do have computers available as well. So folks want to go in and set up an online account with the agency, they can do that. Or they can do that at home through our website at www.michigan.gov/UIA. What that allows them to do is they can actually do about 14 different things through an online web account, including things as simple as, reviewing their benefits history, changing their benefit payment options, certifying with Marvin Online, a host of things. So they'll have an opportunity to be able to set up one of those accounts as well. And basically, if they have other questions about underemployment or other types of opportunity or other types of questions, they can get those answered.
Has the agency ever been open on a Saturday before?
Historically, no. We normally are not open on a Saturday. Our web services are available to folks, usually 6 days a week. But in terms of the actual agency doors being open and the phone lines, the customer service lines being open, they generally are not. Now, folks usually would certify through the Marvin system. Now, that is available. But in terms of the customer service lines and the PRO locations, no. Normally, they are not.
How many people do you hope to service tomorrow?
Well, we haven't projected, but I can tell you that we are prepared for as many as we can get. You know, we've gotten a number of inquiries over the last few weeks about different things, and we've had a number of folks who, have wanted to come down and haven't been able to. So I can't project for sure, but we are hoping for quite a few folks, especially considering, what's happening at the federal level right now and then just other changes in benefit eligibility requirements.
And a final question for you. Just curious to know, are people using your services online?
They are using the online services. We are still trying to encourage more folks to use them. Sometimes in instances where you may have a really quick question, a lot of times you can access that information through the online portal versus actually calling the 800 number or even coming in to one of our problem resolution offices.
All right. I know that this is also occurring in Detroit and in Mount Clemens, as well as Saginaw, Grand Rapids, Gaylord, and Marquette. Where in Lansing specifically do people go?
Again, our Lansing Problem Resolution Office is located at 50-5015 South Cedar at Jolly Road, and that's in the Jolly Cedar Plaza.
All right, John, thanks so much. Have fun tomorrow, and hopefully folks will take advantage of that.
Thanks for the opportunity, Tony.